Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're out this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel, pop into the Oasis Bar, which is just below our studio here. And I have to say, it's a lovely cosy bar on a cold day, and you can sit outside if it's a nice day. The view over North Dublin Bay is fantastic. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, and we're very grateful to them for being so good to us in allowing us to have our studio here in the hotel for our Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? I want you to have a listen to this. Lads, if you're talking about this, don't mention my full name. My wife wants her mother to move into our spare room full time. She's at the age where she can't live alone, and I always assumed that she'd be going into a nursing home because that's what my wife had always said. She even has the money for it, but now my wife wants her to move in with us, and it's causing huge arguments with us because I know it won't work. Not only did myself and her mother never really get on, but it's not like we have a huge house. We've a spare room for her, and that's it. I'm not exaggerating when I say this, but I think it will ruin our marriage, but she says I'm being selfish. Cover that on your podcast, he said. Now, we do have his name, but we're not reading out his name for obvious reasons.
Well,
because
we gave him a nom de plume, isn't that what it's called?
A what?
A fake name. We gave him a fake name.
I can't see any fake name on this.
We did give him a fake name.
What's his fake name?
Because I'm terrified now of giving out his real name. Well, you want me to give you his real name or his fake name?
Okay.
Gareth is the name that we called him.
Oh, Gareth.
But that is not his name, and for obvious reasons. Now, he's given us a lot more details besides, but to protect everybody involved in this, we just call him Gareth. Mm. Gareth, I think you need to, I'm fairly clear on this one, yeah? I think you need to stand your ground on it and don't give in, because if you firmly believe, look, I'm getting daggers from Kennedy already, look, piercing eyes, same what I feel. If you believe that by your mother-in-law moving into the house is going to ruin your marriage, then don't let her move in.
But it'll only ruin his marriage because he's been a selfish prick.
It says in his message that, and he, again, in his full message, he went into more details about how the family have been putting money aside for the last 15 years for a nursing home. They have the money for a private nursing home. Now, private nursing homes are beautiful, beautiful places. They have the money for a private nursing home. There's absolutely no reason for the wife to move the mother. In fact, she's probably being the selfish one because she's putting her mother before her marriage. He's saying in the message that this is going to cause rifts in her marriage and could even break the marriage up. Why would you do something that would break the marriage
up? Why is it going to break the marriage up? Because he's having a hissy fit. Literally, he's having a hissy fit over this. So he's going to be a child over it.
Because nobody wants to live with their mother-in-law.
Said who?
Absolutely.
Says who?
Says me. And that's the fact. You wouldn't want to live with yours. I love my mother-in-law to bits. She's great. We get on like a house and fire. I wouldn't want to live with her. And my wife certainly wouldn't want to live with my mother.
But that's different.
No, it's not. Nobody wants to live with their mother-in-law.
Okay, so you get on well with your mother-in-law. Unlike Gareth, he says that they never really got on, and he just obviously can't stomach the thought of living with her. But you said you get on well with your mother-in-law.
Yeah, this isn't about whether you get on well.
No, I know that. Well, it kind of is.
Well,
it doesn't help if you don't get on.
I get on well with you, yeah? But I could not live with you. I lived with you for a week on three different occasions.
Yeah.
And you're just not a nice person to live with. No, but you're not. You're not. That's a statement of fact. So it's not about whether you like someone or not. No marriage can survive a mother-in-law living in the same house. I'm sorry, you just can't.
So your wife says to you, Jeremy, I want to move my mother-in.
Here we go with hypotheticals, isn't it?
So it could happen.
No, it won't happen. Won't happen.
Why won't it happen?
Because we don't have the room. We literally don't have the room. We're full to capacity. Ireland is full.
Or Jeremy's gaff is full.
So we don't have the room. So that's... But I don't think she would ask me.
But this guy does have the room. That's the difference. This guy does have the room. He has a spare room, and you're telling him, say no.
Say no. Put your foot down and say no, no, no. Because I can guarantee if the shoe was on the other foot, no daughter-in-law wants to live with her mother-in-law. Why should he accept that?
Let's kick off with this message from Keith.
Turning one of your parents away to a care home when you have the facilities to look after them and you're young enough to take care of them. Like, after all, they done it for you. When you were a kid, they raised you. They scraped, they wiped away the tears. They dried up the blood and covered the scrapes, you know. And at the end of their life, put them into a fucking care home. You know, care homes are mainly a way, the government's way of repossessing a home without actually paying a penny towards it. They take the home and the money from the home to pay for the care home. So I appreciate what that girl is trying to do, and your man is just a fucking dick.
Your man is just an effing dick.
Easy for you to say, buddy, when you're not in that situation.
The point he was making was this woman would have wiped her child's arse when she was a kid. It's time to return the favour, basically.
Keith, you just send that message. Send back another message. Is your mother-in-law live with you? Because I guarantee she doesn't. So it's very easy for all of you. Some of the comments coming in about this fella, like, Gareth, are disgusting. Sorry.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, Angela, what's your reaction to that story?
I think it's an absolute disgrace. I really do. I'm sorry, but this woman brought your wife into this world. This woman is the reason that you are married. And
okay, that's a little bit of a stretch now, to be honest. The fact is, the woman was born, so what? He should be grateful to her for giving birth to his wife.
Yeah, he should.
But the important part of this conversation is that he never really got on with this woman. They have never seen eye to eye. She obviously is a typical mother-in-law to him. And who would want to live with somebody? Who would want to live with somebody who they don't get on with?
Why are you saying a typical mother-in-law?
Or a stereotypical mother-in-law is what I meant.
A stereotypical, yeah, but the thing is, at the end of the day, she's your wife's mother. No matter
so what? If you don't get on with somebody, would you invite somebody to live with you if you don't get on with them? You wouldn't.
I absolutely would if it was one of their parents.
And somebody that you don't get on with.
Absolutely. Like, let's say I'm divorced now, but when I was married, I never got on with my mother or father. No, that's a stretch. I can't say that. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if anything happened and they had to come and live with us, that's what would have been done. All the money in the world.
But you wouldn't have been happy about it.
I wouldn't have been happy, but I would have done it.
Okay, so out of duty then, we should take
duty. It's not out of duty. It's because I loved my husband.
So therefore you have to love his mother or father or whatever because they brought him into the world.
That's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit. I'm sorry. No. That is absolute bullshit. Because there are lots of things that we don't want to do and we don't do for our other partners. You can't become a doormat for your partner and, you know, no matter what they say, you just go, oh, jump, how high? How high will I jump? There are certain things in a marriage, in any relationship, where you have to say, no, I'm not happy with this. So you want...
You basically want
him to be a bitch and just shut his mouth and be a good little boy. You do. You want him to roll over and say, yes, honey, three bags full, honey, she can move in, even though he knows in his heart and soul that it's going to ruin the marriage. And I can tell you now, if he does that, he'll be onto this podcast in a year's time saying, I'm on Tinder looking for a new woman because the marriage broke down. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, if that's the way it is, then, I mean, a marriage should be unbreakable. Hold on a second now, guys, right?
But how come 50% of marriages end in divorce if they're that unbreakable?
There should be nobody comes in between a marriage.
Well, sorry, the mother-in-law's coming between the marriage here.
Yeah, so if that's the way it is, I'm sorry. This is her mother that she does not want to put in a home. And no money in the world.
But he said in his message that she's at an age where she can't live alone, and I always assume that she'd be going into a nursing home because that's what my wife always said. They even have the money for it. So it's not like they can't afford to send her to...
because they have the money, they should shove her into a nursing home. Is that
again, Angela, I mean, it is very difficult to live with people full stop, yeah, at the best of times. It is even more difficult to live with somebody that you don't like or you don't get on with.
Well, what you do is, you turn around and say, okay, do you know what? Let's give it a go. Let's see if for 6 months her moving in is okay. Wouldn't that be a nice compromise?
Wouldn't no, not really, because if he says in 6 months' time, this just isn't working for me, yeah, they end up throwing her out in the street.
No. And I'll tell you one thing, Angela, once someone is in the house, that's it. You ain't getting that person out.
They are lodged for life. That is not true.
Yes, it is true.
I can tell you now, it has happened to a friend of mine where his mother moved in, and after 6 months, they realized that they couldn't do it, and then they put her into a home.
No, that's worse because you're giving the poor woman false hope that she's living in this lovely house, having her own spare room.
That's not false hope. That's an agreement.
No, it's false hope. No, that's worse. That's actually worse. That's actually worse.
It's not worse.
Okay, anyway, the bottom line is, Angela, you're saying that Gareth is being a selfish prick and he should take his mother-in-law in and not object at all.
Exactly. I don't think he should.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Angela.
He didn't marry... Oh, I'm getting so annoyed with this. He did not marry her mother.
He didn't marry her mother. He didn't.
Yes.
He married the mother's daughter. But you still are family. At the end of the day, that's your family.
But your family is also your new family, the people you marry, and you obviously think, you know, that the mother is more important to her than the husband is. I mean, the husband, she has to spend the rest of her life with.
Yeah, and what she wants to do is spend the rest of her mother's life with her as well. That can be done. I would be the exact same. The most important people to me on the planet, because I never had kids, are my mother and father.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela. Hang on for 1 second. I want to read a message from Nora, and she says, I wouldn't put my mother in a nursing home. I wouldn't care what he said. So, in other words, you would care.
Bullshit. You would care.
This is Neil.
Lads, if he's already saying they're having trouble over before she even moves in, what's going to happen when she moves in? There's two things can happen here. He can just tell his girlfriend or his wife, she can't move in, okay, because we're going to split up. Or if she moves in, I move out, and that's the only way it can be dealt with. Cheers, lads.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed. Louise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Louise?
Hiya, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Louise. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, guys, I would take in the mother, no matter how much he doesn't get wrong with her. I mean, like, he doesn't have to be with her 24/7.
No, obviously he doesn't have to be with her 24/7, but
yeah,
you need to get on. There's an awful atmosphere in a house if you don't get on with one of the people you're living with.
But, like, what's, like... Other than that, put the mother in a nursing home because he doesn't get along with her? No. I mean, like, that is family. Whether he likes it or not, that is his family. And his family.
It's not his family. It's his mother's or his wife's family.
Because he married her. So therefore, that's his mother-in-law. I mean, like, he should have some common sense and say, look, bring in your mother-in-law and let her live here. Whether you get on with her or not. I mean, like, you only get one mother, Adrian. Mother-in-law, whatever.
Yeah.
One mother.
But, again, if you don't get on with somebody, how in God's name can you live with them?
I'm living with a partner now, going with a partner now, and if his mother was alive, bless her, and then we just got together, I'd let her move in.
But that's kind of hypothetical.
Because she's only doing that for her mother, whereas when her mother raised her all her life, and now the daughter probably feels it's her time to look after her mother.
Okay, so you believe that we have an obligation to take our parents in when they get older, rather than a nursing home.
Yeah. And then if that was, guys, turn the tables around here for a minute. If that was him that asked her to move his mother in, it works both ways, guys. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, like, but if he has the room,
I'm just saying, Adrian, if he has the room and if she wants her own mother to move in, what's the problem? She's only looking after it, whereas other people, she only wants to look after her mother before she dies or whatever. God bless her. I mean, I don't understand the problem here. I really don't.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, because I've been asked to play this message for you from Eddie.
How are you, lads? People calling your man selfish, but I can totally see his point of view. Imagine coming in after a hard day's graft. You're working all week, say it's a Friday evening, and you just want to chill out and get a takeaway and a few beers or a glass of wine and sit there and watch a bit of crap telly with your missus. And there's some old biddy sitting in the corner, like, and she probably wants to watch more programmes. I don't know. It wouldn't sit right with me, you know? And like I said, if you have the money for the home, well, then you and give her a good quality of life.
No.
That's all you're going to say.
I mean, that's wrong to some old biddy. I mean, at the end of the day, that's his mother-in-law he's talking about. You know what I mean? I can't understand why all this is a big issue.
Because he says himself, I've never gotten on with this woman. Why would you want to live with somebody you've never gotten on with?
Because Adrian, why can't the husband help out his wife?
Oh my God.
This is more than just helping out, though. This is more than just helping out. This is a major life decision.
But Adrian, it doesn't have to be like in the house 24/7 where, like, no, me, like, naturally they're walking.
Louise.
Do you know what I mean? So it has to be in the house all the time.
Louise, I have a mate who's basically, he's the most pussy whipped man you could ever meet in your life. And by the way, I believe in respectful marriage and all that, but it should work both ways.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
I have a mate, Louise, who is so pussy whipped that even if he goes in the night out, he has to text his missus every 10 minutes. But anyway.
I don't agree with that.
Okay,
no.
But he goes away. His summer holiday every summer is him, his wife, their four kids, and his mother-in-law. He goes away with his mother-in-law and he says he hates the summer holidays, but he goes away with his mother-in-law just to keep her happy. Yeah.
I mean, so what she's want to do, put the mother-in-law in a home just to satisfy him?
Oh, so, well, then you should just cancel the marriage then, just say no, okay,
I mean, like, as you were saying, Adrian, marriage is 50-50, and if you have to help people out, then help people out. What's the big deal?
Well, I'm telling you now.
I can't understand.
There's not one woman, forgetting about the man for a second, there's not one woman that wants to live with her mother-in-law. Not one woman.
I would.
Mm.
If I hadn't, which I don't, but if I had, I would.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Louise. If you want to get involved in this, our number is 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note like Jess just did.
Hi, lads. I think he is being selfish. I mean, whether he got on with her or not, she's an elderly lady who needs care and help. And obviously it's going to be hard on their marriage or whatever, but I mean, he has to think of the bigger picture here. The woman needs help, and that's his wife's mother, and he has to respect that. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. At least they tried. But yeah, I don't think shoving her into a nursing home is going to save their marriage either.
All right, and in fact, Jess sent us a second message.
I mean, has anybody asked this woman what she wants? Like, maybe she doesn't want to be sitting on their laps in their house. Like, maybe she doesn't want to go to a nursing home, but maybe sit down and ask that woman what she would like. Maybe she would know.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Morris, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Morris?
Not about it, Adrian. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Morris. There is an obligation on us to take our parents in when they're getting older. That's really what I'm hearing from most people here.
Yeah, well, I'll just dispute one thing with Jeremy. If my mother-in-law was still alive, I'd have her live with me tomorrow because she was a great woman and the salt of the earth. And if I'm the only man in Ireland that loves his mother-in-law or did love her before she passed, I would.
I know, I love my mother-in-law as well, but with the greatest of respect, Morris, a lot of you are not living reality because, you know, there's very few people that can live together and get on. Very few people in this life that can live together. You need, in order to have a successful marriage, Now, here's Dr. Phil. Yeah. In order to have a successful marriage, you need time alone. And time alone is not, as Eddie said a few minutes ago, the three of you sitting on the sofa together at night watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. You, your wife, and your mother-in-law sitting on the couch. How can you get... Supposing I want to start getting it on with my wife on the sofa. How do you do that with the mother-in-law? No, but how do you do that?
Well, I'll just put a pair of earphones on and go bang away.
Jesus.
But I'll be
honest,
I'm sure she'd enjoy the live show anyway. Anyway, the other thing about it was, like, look, if he wants to make an effort for his wife to see if she... My mother-in-law had to go into her nursing home because of... medical situation, right? But I'll just give you an example. It's not a cheap thing either. Over the 4 years that she was in, she paid $1,200 a month herself, and the rest came from the Fair Deals, okay? So we added that up over 4 years. It was $70,000 from the Fair Deals, and then $57,600 from her own purse, which worked out at $127,600. Plus you have medication on top of that, extras, and plus another $100 a month activities. It's a lot of money. So when eventually my wife's mother's passed and our house was sold, the $70,000 went back to the Department of Social Welfare who supplied the Fair Deals, you know, to take it out of the price of the house.
Yes, so I'm aware of how the Fair Deal scheme works, but look, I understand how some people don't want that money going to pay for nursing home care, but. This guy's argument is he doesn't get along with this woman. Why would he want to live with her?
Yeah. I suppose if he loves his wife, is he willing to take a sacrifice? Like, the woman is on her last legs and she's not going to be a burden. Like, my own mother went to live with my sister and she used to come down to me at the weekends, right? And she said, thanks for taking me on. I said, I'm not taking you on, man. I'm only giving back to what you gave to me. I wouldn't be the man I am today or what have I have only for you. You sacrificed your life for me and the least I can do is give it back. But my sister smothered her. Don't do this, don't do that, don't lift this, don't lift that. I let her into the kitchen where she spent her life feeding 10 kids and she'd peel the potatoes, do the carrots, get the stuff into the pot. She wanted to be herself. She didn't want to be sitting around waiting to die. And unfortunately, nursing homes and care homes have got like that. I
don't know which ones you've been in, Morris. I've been in a number of them over recent years. Jeez, they're fantastic. The bloody entertainment in the middle of the day. Live
there
music.
Is some of them that is really good, but I went to bad ones, Adrian. I went to bad ones and you could see the chicken coop being emptied out in the morning for breakfast. The chicken coop was put back in, they put into a room, wait for your lunch, back to the lunch, go in for a nap now in the afternoon, come back down at 6 o'clock, get your dinner in bed and all dusted and dusted for 8 o'clock. It was a conveyor belt. Now, they're the bad ones.
Okay, but let me ask you, and I have been in some good ones as well, and this impression that they're all hell holes is wrong. I've seen it with my own two eyes. But again, let me go back to the point. This guy who sent us the message has said the thoughts of living with his mother-in-law, he just doesn't like the idea. He thinks it will ruin his marriage. Why would you want that to happen?
Lucas, to be honest with you, right, just taking it from a perspective of somebody who did really get on with his mother and loved her. And I remember one time she got cataracts though, and she lived with us for 10 days and she couldn't get out of bed. And it was the best time of her life. The stories and the stuff she told us about.
And that's great for you, Morris, but
That sounds like hell, to be honest.
No, it was great, actually.
No, but Morris, with the greatest
respect. She minded my kids as well.
I get that, but that sounds like an episode of The Royal Family where Jim Royle, I remember Jim Royle used to have the mother-in-law and he used to hate her. He used to hate Nana living in the house, and he used to... Yeah. It's just not a workable situation. And I'm sorry to cut across you, Morris, as well, but we're after getting a message right now. I don't know if we should play it or not, but we're after getting a message from Garrett's... I'm trying to get this right now. We're after getting a message from Garrett's wife,
we think.
Yeah.
Well, we've... Sorry, is that the same? I'm just trying to confirm. It's the same name. It's the same person. So Garrett's wife...
She's identified her husband.
Well, no, he identified himself. Now, we changed his name. I don't know how she... But she's after... Well, she's after contacting us on Facebook... And she's in the process of sending us a
voice note.
Okay. Yeah. The only thing I'd say to you is if he could meet his wife halfway. But then again, the mother-in-law could turn around and say to her daughter, to be honest with you, you married him. I can't stand him. I couldn't live with him. It'd be like going to hell. She might hate him as well.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Morris. As far as you're concerned, there is an obligation on us to take our parents in if we can, if we have the room, if we have the facilities. Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Elizabeth.
hey, I'm shocked. They're attacking the poor man. I mean, this woman moved the goalpost after she said for years that this wouldn't happen. This wouldn't happen. Don't worry. She's going to go into a home. And now all of a sudden, boom. That's not fair to him. You had to have a conversation with him. Like, I married my husband. He married me. Yes, he has a mother that's here. And she's his mother. But I'd rather literally wipe my ass with a glass broken bottle than let her move in with us.
Ooh, right. You'd rather wipe your ass with a broken glass bottle than have her move in with you.
I'm not saying I don't love her. I'm not saying I don't respect her as a person. But honestly, she would have me climbing a rafter and jumping off a pier. I could not handle it.
Now, you've heard what has been said of this guy, Gareth. And in fact, I just confirmed that the message that we got is actually from his wife. I'm going to play it in a second because, you know, we're not going to stand in the way. But this could be you're talking about here.
Oh, it could have. It could. My husband said there's no uncertain terms. She would not be moving in with us. And I asked him, I read out your message earlier to him in the car. And I said, what if you would have said he could, but I wouldn't? I said, but what if, but I wouldn't. And I go, but what if? He goes, no, I married you. We are a united front. You know, we make decisions together. We don't willy-nilly.
So what do you say then? What do you say then to people who are messaging us right now saying, what a selfish woman on Opinions Matter now. She would rather wipe her arse with a broken glass bottle than have her mother-in-law live with her.
Hey, but it's contextual, though. If that woman was a great person and they got along great, that's awesome. But he already stated in his message, we do not get on. This would cause me stress. This would cause my wife and I stress. This would break up our marriage potentially. I am afraid of this. I mean, the poor man. Like, but if we had to bring his mother in this house, would I do it? If we had to, yes, because we had to. And
okay,
I would
but,
take care
but
of
it, it, it
what
would,
about a woman? Has anyone asked the mother what she thinks of this?
I'd say she'd be delighted. No, but you are right, and you're calling out a lot of hypocrisy that happens in a lot of relationships, because now I don't know Gareth or his wife, although from what we're hearing from JJ on the phones here, his wife is like a bull. We'll come to that in a moment. But I would imagine that if this was a completely different topic and Gareth was on the show saying that he wanted to go to a strip club, I would imagine his wife would be on saying, no, you're not allowed to go to a strip club. So you can't have marriage that work both ways, that you tell people what they can and cannot do in certain aspects.
That's
would you agree, Aidan?
That's not a marriage.
Yeah, if Gareth turned around to his wife tonight and said, I'm going to head off and play golf in Thailand with the lads in September, do you think she'd be happy with that?
Probably not, but this is a completely different story.
No, it's not,
it is.
This is a life-changing thing.
Absolutely. This isn't a holiday for 2 weeks. This is for life, for the rest of the mother's life.
If he walked up to her and said today, if she was a stay-at-home mom, I don't know if she is or not, and said, you know what, from now on, you have to get a job and pay half the bill. You what? Oh, wait, no, I have to, I'm going to quit my job. You now have to support the family. What if she was working and he said, no, you cannot work again. You have to stay home and take care of the kids. That is not a marriage. That is a paycheck. And right now she is changing the rule.
Okay, Elizabeth, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. She would rather wipe her arse with a broken glass bottle, ouch, than have her mother-in-law live with her.
I can't even imagine how painful that would
absolutely
be.
Doreen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Doreen, what's your reaction to this? Do we have a moral obligation to take our parents in at a time in their life?
Not a hope.
Oh.
Being there, done that, wore the T-shirt for 34 years.
Oh, 34 years?
34 years, yeah.
Go on, tell me.
Well, there's three in the family. Obviously, I'm married to the son. It's my mother-in-law. And I moved in with her and him. Now, it wasn't her house. It was a council house. So we proceeded after having our first child to buy the house. And then we moved on. She came with us. And nothing but trouble for 34 years.
Oh, my God, that sounds like hell.
She has two daughters. Where two of them have four-bedroom houses, one a bungalow. And she's seen them for 2 hours a week. And I had her 24/7. And I needn't tell you, it nearly killed me.
34 years living with your mother-in-law.
She passed away in the 6th of December last year. She was in a nursing home for 1 year. She was 91.
So this guy who sent us the message in the first place, he's been called a selfish pig. He's been called
No, 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 no. He is right. He's dead right.
So your circumstances were slightly different in that you just ended up living with her. It wasn't like she came to live with you. But you're saying that he should stand his ground.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Definitely. I mean, my husband's mother nearly killed me, and that is not exaggerating. I have a heart condition at the moment, and I've had it for 7 years. And I can guarantee you that woman brought that on me.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Without any doubt. My own doctor said to me, going back years, I mean, my daughter hadn't got her own bedroom for 25 years. I only have two children.
So, Gareth, the guy who contacted us, and honestly, the comments that are coming in directed at him being a selfish you-know-what.
And all those people ringing you in and the WhatsApp saying, if I had my mother-in-law, if, big if, not a hope.
Okay,
not
so
a hope.
If you had it to do all over again, you wouldn't live with your mother-in-law
I
for 34 years.
I wouldn't get married, Adrian. I wouldn't get married. That's no lie. I wouldn't. I mean, even our funeral, before she died, I did go up to see her in the nursing home. She was only in nursing home for 1 year because the hell I went through even with that. We had home carers coming in because she needed a lot of help at that stage, 90 years of age. She wouldn't let those carers come in. She
right.
wouldn't let them come in to help her.
Right. It does sound like she was a very difficult woman, all right.
Oh, my God.
Do me a favour if you can, please, Doreen. Stay there for 1 second because there's a few more calls I want to squeeze in. I want to also squeeze in a few messages, including in just a second. I'm going to be playing that message from, and we have confirmed that it is this guy, Gareth's wife, and she's not at all happy. I'll play that for you in a second. But first, this is Shauna.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. Love listening to your podcast. I'm sorry if I sound really bad. I'm just suffering with a throat infection at the moment. I do understand where your man is coming from, and especially as well if they have enough money for the care home. Like, care homes nowadays are really good. There was a woman I know, she passed away, God bless her soul. She was in a care home, or a hospice, should I say even, and it was lovely. You know, and the thing is as well, what if one day they decide we want to have kids, where are they going to put the mother? On the sofa? I just, and like as well, if they have enough money for the care home, what are they going to do with the money then? Do you know, like I personally, I don't understand. But then again, I do understand from the wife's perspective. At the end of the day, it is her mother, but they also need to think as a team in this, because that's what marriage is about. It's about a team.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, we got this message in a while ago. We've been checking it and double-checking it, and we're now going to play it. Have a listen to this message from the wife of the guy who brought this conversation up in the first place.
I'm just walking around town listening to your podcast. I think that's my fucking husband that texted into you. My mother has been so fucking good to him. I'm fucking sick of this. Who treats their fucking mom like that? If that's fucking you, who fucking wrote that fucking...
Oh. And then she got cut off. Now, we have tried to ring her back several times. She keeps hanging up on us.
Now, you can see by the comments on Facebook, it's... story matches.
Mm.
What did she say in the middle of it? I couldn't. Cause
basically that she's been too good. She's been very good to this guy. We'll have a listen again.
I'm just walking around town listening to your podcast. I think that's my fucking husband that texted into you. My mother has been so fucking good to him. Fucking sick of this. Who treats their fucking mom like that? If that's fucking you, who fucking wrote that fucking...
Oh. Jesus, a Jerry Springer moment.
Isn't it?
Although Jerry's dead. I know I shouldn't be laughing about this because that's a... I don't know what to say.
Yes.
I'm lost.
Doreen, what do you make of that?
That marriage will be over in no time. And I give you
that's not funny, Adrian.
I'll give you a good one. When my husband's mother went into a nursing home, we nearly killed each other for the first 6 months. It was like we only got married. And he's in his 60s.
Okay, so... go on.
It was like we only got married. I didn't know who he was. He didn't know who I was. And now I did pity him in the first few years because he was the man in the middle. And she was dragging him one way and I was dragging him the other way. It was horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. She hated me. She absolutely hated me. And
you'd put up with that for 34 years.
34 years. 34 years. And the two daughters did absolutely nothing. They'd come up for 2 hours. One of them come for 2 hours a week and walk down. Bye. Love you, mammy. I love you. And I'd sit here saying, I'd fucking love you too if we were walking out the door.
Right, okay, that sounds like a hell of an existence for all those years.
Oh, my God. I have palpitations even talking
about it. Stay there for a second, Doreen, and don't be upsetting your dicky ticker. I want to bring in a lot more messages. This is David.
Jesus, lads, I couldn't think of anything worse than the bleeding mother-in-law moving in. She's a pity. I actually pity him. But I suppose if she does move in, he could always push her down the stairs and say she's better.
Oh, no, that's not even funny either. Because the reality of it is that's where it could lead. Where am I going now? I am going to line 3. And Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
What is the story, boys?
Well, Trevor, the mother-in-law moving in. He has been told by his missus, I want her to move in. He's not at all happy.
Oh, that's not a fucking hope in hell. No, pardon the language, pardon me French, pardon everything you want to pardon, but there's not a hope in hell I would allow my mother-in-law to move in with us.
Why not?
Well, for one, we've never gotten on. She's actually tried to convince me, missus, to leave me, which obviously kind of upset me a bit. Now, my missus had said to me recently, and it was actually a bit worrying that you said all this, and then I heard your woman's voicemail. I was like, wait, that's not my missus. Because my missus is now actually on the sofa, where she tried to put me, because we're actually having a fight over this, and because she wants her mother to move in with us. And I said, it ain't happening. There's not a hope in hell it's happened.
Why?
And your last caller with the wiping of the ass.
Yeah.
Of the broken bowl. I would swallow glass. I would drag myself down a road covered in glass before I had
Okay, so you're literally telling your wife it's your mother or me?
I'm telling my wife it's me, the bloody daughter or me. If the mother comes in, both of them are going back out head first.
So there's no budging you on this, obviously.
Oh, no, Jesus Christ. Agent, have you ever seen the that film, Kerry?
Yeah.
Well, my mother-in-law's home mother. Oh, my God, no. Seriously, you have no idea. It's like inviting a demon into the household.
That mother in that movie was terrifying. She went around with crucifixes.
Yeah, I remember,
And holy water.
Yeah, well, boys, I'm telling you know what I mean? You bring the mother-in-law into your house, you forget about jiggy-jiggy time, you forget about her long time.
Yeah, well, hang on a second.
You know she's going to be all over the daughter.
Rewind. You said 5 minutes ago that your mother-in-law wanted her daughter to break up with you. That was probably after she heard you on this very podcast saying that you'd ride the neighbour if you weren't getting sex. So you can't blame the mother-in-law not wanting you as a son-in-law.
Jeremy, this was early stages of our relationship, and I'll have you know, I treat my missus very well. Now, I told you in a previous podcast, me and my missus separated, and I ended up with a younger girl.
I remember that, I do, yep.
Yeah, that young girl is long gone from the picture. My missus moved back in, and she's treated like a princess all over again.
Oh, is she sleeping in
the... Like, I've been on your show, I've been called misogynistic, I've been called a dirty bastard, but I do a lot around my home,
I'm
not having the mother come in here and dictate to me.
Is your missus sleeping in the same bed that you were sharing with the young one?
What do you mean? No, I had to get a new bed.
So he is decent, isn't he?
He is a decent man. Yeah. Okay, so the bottom line is, Trevor, with regard
to... mattress, though.
With regard to the guy who sent us the message, you're also saying he needs to stand his ground and not give in to his wife's demand for the mother-in-law to move in.
Well, put it this way, boys, right? He's outnumbered if the mother-in-law moves in, right? Not only that, your sex life is gone. I don't give a shit, because the daughter's going to be paranoid. I don't want me mad to hear me. Then that's your marriage on the rocks. And God knows how long the battle axe will live.
Oh, Jesus.
This woman who's left your emotional voicemail, she obviously, if there's no connection to the husband, that's why she's getting so upset. Now, I understand being there for your parents. I was there for my parents, like, all the time. But at the end of the day, your parents aren't in your home. You know what I mean? They're not in your relationship. You can't have intruders coming into your home. It's bad enough when you have kids and you're trying to be quiet. Imagine you're bleeding, man, the next bedroom. Oh, my God.
Okay, so the bottom line is, in Garrett's situation, you're telling him to stand his ground. In your situation, you're saying, this is not happening over my dead body.
Well, boys, I'm telling him to stand his ground, yeah, because number one, he will be outnumbered. And it's affecting my relationship already, and she's not even in the fucking house. My wife tried to put me on the sofa last week. She's been down there for the past 6 weeks. Don't kick me out of my own bed. Not a hope.
All right, Trevor, it's not going to happen in his house. There's still a lot of messages coming in on this, I have to say. Don't try call me again. I'm on the bus. How effing dare he contact you about a personal issue? And that is from that that wife again, is it?
Who's completely overreacting, by the way. He just contacted us. That's what we're here for, by the way. We're here to deal with issues. Mm.
So don't try to call me again. I'm on the bus. How effing dare he contact you about a personal
and
issue?
And in fairness, can I just say to you, and I didn't realise, some people are messaging to say his name went out on air. It didn't go out on air. We called him Gareth. That's not his name. Gareth is a grown man, and he contacted us wanting this topic brought up. So don't shoot the messengers. We're literally just the messengers. And if you're angry with anybody, don't be angry with us. Don't be angry with him either.
Okay, Neil.
Lads, I suppose if she probably wants to take her in because if she's selling a home when she passes away, she's probably getting that home, and with the Fair Deal scheme, she'd have to give half of that money or whatever money comes out of the home to the Fair Deal scheme if she was to go into a home. So maybe she's protecting our future finances from the mother's home. I don't know. Cheers, lads.
All right. And Darren.
Lads, these are beginning to be like home wreckers. Some conversations just end up literally causing ruptions in a marriage. And it's had to happen again.
That's not our intention, Darren.
We're getting so many messages saying we mentioned his name. We never mentioned his name. His name was not mentioned. His name, we called him, was Gareth.
Gareth, yes, and we haven't called him by his actual
name.
People
are saying his name was mentioned on the message. It wasn't mentioned on the message, okay?
Back to Elizabeth, who was on a while ago, who would prefer to wipe her arse with a broken bottle. Of course an American would wipe their own ass with glass over taken-in family. It's a different culture over there. They don't see the family unit the same as the Irish or Europeans or Asians where family comes first, says that message. I'm sure Elizabeth would disagree with that. Interesting conversation again. How do we do it every day? And by the way, Darren, no, it's not her intention to cause marital strife.
Yeah, I don't
want to cause marital strife.
No.
You also don't want to take your mother-in-law in.
No, I'm just trying to find out why people are saying his name was mentioned. His name was not mentioned. I can't say this enough times. His name was not mentioned. We deliberately...
Because his name isn't Gareth. Okay.
Yes.
That's what we've been calling him throughout the whole podcast, Gareth, and that is not actually his name.
Here's another topic for another day. Would you change your mattress if you got a new woman? I'm sleeping on Emma tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is your wife now?
My wife is sleeping on Emma as well. The two of us are getting up on Emma tonight.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Have you ever been on Emma?
No.
Oh, you get a great old time on Emma.
Do you?
Yeah.
Leave that with me. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. This has been Opinions Matter. See you later.